Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and this is going to be a continuation of our Adopt a Farm program along with the Michigan Farm Bureau. And today, well, I'm not sure we're adopting a farm, but I think we're adopting a ranch today, as we've got Eldon Barclay on the line from the Barclay Ranch. How are you today, Eldon?
Good.
Good. I've got to admit, every time I say the Barclay Ranch, it takes me back to like one of those old Western shows. It just got that feel to it.
I always call this a ranch instead of a farm, just because we're more dedicated to maintaining some fences, and pasture is important, and I don't even own a plow, so we're not out plowing up the ground and planting crops every year like a farmer would.
Right, but you still got the same kind of a lifestyle, though, right?
Well, like the livestock here, mm-hmm. we have sheep, flock, and rather large herd of horses. So yeah. Anyway, the whole thing about fences, that's kind of like
right.
If we were a farmer, it's like some of the farmers don't even have to worry about fences these days.
Sure, that makes sense. Now, how long have you been doing this, Eldon? Has this been a family tradition for a while?
Barclays have been here since 1988.
Okay.
And myself and my family got here in 1994. So it's just over 20 years.
Just over 20 years. Now, you mentioned horses and sheep. Now, you do a little thing a little different with your horses when it comes to, well, I'm sure the summer months, which are coming up, right?
That's right. The large herd of horses here is, they're for summer camps. They're all riding horses.
Okay.
And we lease them to summer camps, the same ones every year. And it works good for them because they don't have to keep horses all year round, and pretty much they get the same horses back every year at the camps, and yeah. Kids like that.
Now, have you been doing that since you took over in 1994? Is that something you've been doing every year for over 20 years?
My dad actually started the horse leasing thing probably 1985, before we'd even, you know, made a deal to take over this property here in Hale.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you guys are located in Hale there, and as you mentioned, you've been around for a long, long time. You mentioned the horses, but you also have some sheep out there also?
Yes. After 1988, that's when we decided to have a sheep flock here also, just to kind of have a more diverse base of things going on here. And so primarily we have to raise a lot of hay for winter feed, and we sell hay to other people who don't have enough acreage to get all their winter feed, and and it allows us to have a lot of livestock on the place too.
All right, now is it a year-round kind of thing for you, a year-round venture, or you guys do you kind of get quiet in the winter time and then busy in the summertime with the horses and that, or is it pretty much a year-round thing out there on the ranch?
Definitely a full-time job.
Which is going to be my next question. It's year-round, and do you put in a 40-hour week? Is it Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? Do you work every day?
Pretty much every day something has to happen.
Yeah.
So every day is kind of a work day. We have a lot of customers that come and get hay or straw from us on weekends, and we expect that. Mm-hmm. So it's like we don't have any kind of regular hours posted,
right.
But we like it when people call ahead and let us know that they're thinking of stopping by, but there's a lot of people that just drop in too.
All right, now how many people work the ranch? How many do you have? Is it completely a family run business?
Between like the 1st of October and the middle of May, it's pretty much just me and maybe some close family members that take my place if I need to be away or something. But between the middle of May and 1st of October, I usually have like a half a dozen or even as many as 10 seasonal employees.
Okay, yeah, you would need that many people. Now, how big is the ranch? How many acres do you have there?
356.
Wow. Okay. Now, whereabouts in Hale is it located?
We're on M-65, 2 miles south of the traffic light in town.
Yeah.
Is the entrance to our place, and I guess that's where a mile road would have been if they ever would have put a mile road there.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. All right.
We're on the west side of M-65.
And been there for a long time. And did you grow up on the ranch? Was it something that you've done all your life?
Well, no. I grew up in Lapeer County.
Okay.
And the kind of things that we did when I was growing up is a lot like what we do here, but it just was on a much smaller scale.
All right.
Because my grandfather had a sheep flock and raised sheep, and my mother and dad had horses, and we actually used to do like trail rides for public with our own little horses, or own little herd of horses when I was growing up. And but that was only like 15 horses or something back then, and now there's like 85 horses.
So you've grown quite a bit with that. So you're very comfortable around horses, and is this something you hope to continue family-wise? Is this going to be something you hope goes generational for you?
Hope so.
Yeah. We'd love to see that. Of course, you guys have been supplying horses for a long, long time to some of the summer camps out there, and it's a wonderful thing. And if they wanted more information about your farm, do you keep any information about the ranch on online or anything? Do you guys have a website or anything like that?
There is a Facebook page for the Barclay Ranch, Hale, Michigan.
There you go.
And it's totally a public page, and I don't post on there a lot, but I try to update things as the seasons change, and also the things that we have available for the public, that changes with the season too.
Sure.
Whether we have lambs available or straw or hay available, and that's all kind of changing with the season.
Very good. And you guys have been Michigan Farm Bureau members for a long time?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure they can help you out, too, when needed. I know it's a great organization, for sure.
Yep, I follow Michigan Farm Bureau closely.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you to get a little bit of what life is like on a ranch, part of our Adopt a Farm series, the Barclay Ranch there in Hale, Eldon Barclay. Eldon, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend, and hopefully we get the chance to talk again in the future.
You're welcome, Kevin.